foresight, the perception of options before they happen. When God gives us foresight, then we need His insight to perceive the inner nature of what we see and follow after what it is we have perceived. Proverbs 2:2-5. Turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Let me add a little bit of caution. If any of us thinks that because we have foresight, we suddenly are qualified to give ourselves a title, we are wrong. Insight and foresight are a privilege, and if we give ourselves a title and declare ourselves, our privilege has become pretense. It is an adulterous thing to have a gift from God and use it to entitle ourselves for our own advancement. Oh, and on a side note, if we think we must have sex in order to commit adultery, we are wrong. The Bible says in Revelation 19:1, glory, honor, and power belong to the Lord our God. Do y'all realize how many people have foresight and when no one gives them any credit, they get offended and quit? Come on. That's what silly little children do. Honor and glory belong to God, and the Lord will honor who He honors. Proverbs 27:2 says, let another praise you and not your own mouth, someone else and not your own lips. It also says in Proverbs that humility comes before honor. Foresight. I suppose, firstly, we must admit the Lord has opened our eyes and we have witnessed something in the distance. I believe there are spiritual binoculars for any and all believers who are brave to look and see. You've heard of having ears to hear. Well, I'd like to add having eyes to see also. We must decide within ourselves that foresight is okay. If foresight and insight are not okay, but only hindsight is okay, that means all we ever perceive is our past with no view of the now or future as God has laid it out. Aren't you interested in what God sees that's ahead? It seems to me to be able to see what He sees would be a great advantage in life. If God said foresight and insight are okay, then what is your problem? Is it that only brand name people have it? No. Do we feel unworthy of vision? Is it that others may, but I may not? No. That is propagating the victim mentality, and we must stop the momentum of our victimhood. We can't continue to read a redacted Bible, jumping over the parts which make us uncomfortable if we ignore the bells and pomegranates at the hem of the priest's robe, if we cut out the giftings God has given us, as revealed in 1 Corinthians 12 and Romans 11:9 and other books. We have denied ourselves the full bounty of our amazing and supernatural King. Do you have the courage to admit maybe you do have some God-given foresight, and sometimes you really do have insight about this or that? Of course, we must check ourselves carefully, but all too often the church says, oh, watch out. Be careful and just don't. They tell us, oh, you better be careful what you pray for. Or, have you been trained? Are you qualified? Or, what if you're wrong? Okay, and what if you do get it wrong? Because I can assure you it will happen. We forgive ourselves and simply try again. And what if you do pray a very daring prayer? Let me ask you, do you think our God is a cruel, mean person? Is he going to give you a scorpion if you ask him for bread? Do you think if you ask for patience, God is going to laugh and put the screws to you just for the thrill of watching you squirm? No, that's not it at all. The Lord doesn't fault anyone for trying and failing, but he does have a problem with those who fail to try. If we know the Lord our God loves us and cares for us, why do we think he's going to punish us if we have audacious faith? That's what earthly parents have done, maybe, but God is not them, and that's not what he does. Risk with God and be audacious with your prayers. Risk with God and open your eyes to see. Risk with God to find his gifts in you. Be audacious and at least try. These are the days that if you ask him, he will answer. And he's not going to whack you because you had the nerve to believe him and trust him. I believe you will find that sometimes you see better with your ears, and sometimes you hear better with your eyes. I believe you'll find God has gifted you with foresight, insight, and hindsight. It is there. Be brave, my family, be brave, and risk with God. Think about it.